In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Hey, welcome to EMS Office Hours. This is Jim Hoffman. Guys, thanks for joining me for another podcast. It's been a minute, as they say, since I've done another podcast. I'd say at least 2 weeks or so since I've done another new podcast. I've rebooted a few, which I thought was pretty cool. Getting some of the stuff out there that kind of been to the wayside because of time and stuff gets buried in the feed and whatnot, but it's still fantastic content, so I wanted to go ahead and get that out to you. This past weekend I did the Virginia Creeper. I don't know if anybody out there has done that before. Pretty much you get driven up to the top of a mountain with a mountain bike, and you got to go down the mountain on the mountain bike. It's not really that hard. There's a lot of it downhill. I mean, you got to pedal to keep going. But the thing with me is that I just wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for how cold it was going to be. And my hands and my ears were freezing the entire time. I had to stop a few times to warm up. My hands and my fingers didn't fall off, but all in all, it was a great time. Did with my fiance, my other half, and we had a great time. Lots of laughs, lots of fun. So to me, if you like that type of stuff, doing some outdoor little adventure stuff, I recommend you go and do that. Kind of a cheap way to have a great day out with family and friends and whatnot. So it did get me to think about how other people that were on this creeper thing with me, man, they were prepared. They had, you know, hats and gloves and layers of clothing and biking gear and all this good stuff. I had a couple of bottles of water and a knapsack, you know, and that's pretty much about all I had. So I started thinking how they sort of had an unfair advantage, right? And that led me, of course, as everything does, to try to think about how that really applies to us in EMS, right? So asking, what is it that can give your patients an unfair advantage? What can give you an unfair advantage in EMS? And if you think about it, one of the things that can give your patients an unfair advantage when you encounter them is by you being a good provider, right? Being the person that does a little bit more than what it took to get your certification, a little bit more than what it takes to recert every 3 years or 4 years or whatever it may be, right? That unfair advantage comes when you're reading blog posts, when you're studying or reviewing topics that you may encounter all the time and you want to really be solid on those type of call types, let's say difficulty breathing or chest pain or, you know, the old sepsis, you know, call that's becoming one of those popular things that we need to identify in the field as EMS professionals, right? Or it can be the stuff that you don't encounter that much, but you want to be ready when it happens. And that's where the real unfair advantage comes in for you and for your patients, right? When you know the stuff that you don't really encounter all that often, right? Pediatric calls, those weird presentations of medical complaints, right? Trauma presentations, certain trauma injuries that present certain ways, and how to deal with them, right? Especially things that crush injuries, right? A lot of us don't get a lot of those, but when you do, you start thinking about the bicarb and the calcium and stuff like that, and how that interacts and what it means when you give those drugs and how to give those drugs, right? So it all kind of ties in to giving your patients that unfair advantage, right? Because believe it or not, a lot of providers probably don't really go beyond that certification, right? A lot of people, man, they go and they get this, you know, become a paramedic or an EMT, and they think it's all about riding in the ambulance and just banging out calls one after another, right? And the reality is that that's not really what it is, what it's about, right? We're clinicians out there. We have to know a lot of stuff and how to apply it in a very small amount of time that we're with patients. Sure, some of us are out there, we work and we have longer transports to hospitals, right? But most of us, the transport time to hospitals isn't all that long. Our interaction with patients on scene isn't all that long, right? So we have to know a lot of stuff, make decisions, and apply them within a short amount of time. So by knowing more than what you just did to become a medic or an EMT, or knowing more on doing just a bare minimum and recerting and reviewing stroke and reviewing STEMI and stuff like that to get your recert every 2, 3, 4 years, doesn't give anybody an unfair advantage. It allows you to be a fair provider. It allows you to make a living. It allows you to maybe, you know, go, like I said, be a fair provider and have a decent knowledge base, right? But to be a good clinician, to be somebody who's always thinking, that's when you've got to do a little bit more. That's when you've got to study on your own a little bit more. And listen, man, I know it. I know the deal. You're not going to study every day, 30 minutes, an hour a day. That ain't happening, right? Who's got that time? Okay? And then it becomes more of a chore, right? Then it's not fun. Then it's not, you're not giving anybody an advantage because you're just doing it to do it, right? You want to do it so that it's fun for you, so you feel like you're moving your knowledge needle a little bit every day, right? And maybe that means just reviewing a blog post or reviewing a chapter in a textbook or seeking out information about a certain topic to master it. You go online and Google stuff or use something like myturbomedic.com, right? Use these resources to go ahead and be a better provider, to go ahead and master the topics. And just pick one topic a month, maybe. One topic every 2 months. It's not a race, right? That's not how you're going to master topics. That's not how you're going to remember stuff. That's not how you're going to, you know, retain the knowledge that you're trying to retain, okay? But whatever it is, try to lay out a plan for yourself so that you can go ahead, pick a topic, study about it, read about it, understand how it applies to EMS and the patients that you're treating. Now, one thing I will say is that I'm not encouraging you to go out there zebra hunting and looking for something going on with every patient that might actually be there. Sometimes your patient has a problem and it is what it is. I'm talking about when you've got that patient and they're having a STEMI, or they're having a stroke, or they're having some sort of sepsis issue or difficulty breathing issue or whatever the case may be, that you know the ins and outs on what you can do as an EMS provider, what's in your toolbox on the ambulance and in your bags, and how you can apply that to the patient. And hey, man, sometimes that knowledge base and understanding certain things that are going on with a patient might just mean that unfair advantage is getting them to the hospital comfortably with respect and compassion and knowledge, right? And transporting them to the appropriate facility, right? Sometimes that's what it is. That's the unfair advantage your patient's getting, because you're not sitting there on scene forever trying to figure out what's going on, or poking and prodding them with needles and EKGs and all that good stuff, right? You know that this patient, man, is just a basic transport. They just need a blanket. They need some conversation in the back of the ambulance and a transport to the hospital. Sometimes that's all the unfair advantage might be, right? But it gives you the unfair advantage knowing that you're doing the best for your patient. And of course, this also ties into when you take exams and you do interviews and you converse with other EMS and healthcare professionals. It gives you the unfair advantage because you know what you're talking about. You're comfortable in that wheelhouse, okay? And guy, when you're looking for this unfair advantage, don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about trying to be a doctor and learning stuff that's beyond your scope of practice. What I'm trying to make you understand is that I want you to study and have that unfair advantage on all the stuff that we do as EMS professionals and what we can do or can't do for our patients, and understanding that and how to apply it. So guys, go out there, do a little studying every week, even if it's 20, 30 minutes a week, right? A little bit extra here and there is gonna go a long way. And yes, it will give you and your patients that unfair advantage. I think after a very short period of time, you'll realize what I'm talking about, and you'll get a call where it comes into play and you'll say, hey man, I did have an unfair advantage that time. I did know more what was happening, what I could do, what we could do for the patient, more than my partner did, more than other providers on the scene did, right? It's gonna tie in, trust me on that, okay? It happened to me numerous times. So you go ahead and do the same, man. Give your patient, give yourself that unfair advantage. Guys, I hope this makes sense. I hope you can sit back for a second, think about this, think about how pushing your knowledge needle a little bit further, always trying to push it a little bit further, when it comes to EMS and how it's applied in EMS, right? I hope you'll think about that, guys, and it'll make sense to you. It'll motivate you to go out there, read some blog posts, read some articles, use something like TurboMedic, use something like Facebook to get interact with other professionals and get their feedback as well. All right, a lot of resources you can use. Go ahead and start using them. Take advantage of them, guys. All right, guys, that's it for me. I hope this stuff makes sense. Like I said, I hope you can get something out of it. Any comments or questions, send them over to me, man. My email is contact@emsofficehours.com. All right, guys, until next time, as always, I am Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.